Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a brand new episode of the I Want More Action podcast. You can go to www.iwantmoreaction.com and listen to all our podcast episodes. Or you could type in I Want More Action as one word on Instagram to follow us, or Spotify to listen to our podcast, too. What movie are we doing today, Frank?
Well, today, Chris, we are doing Fat Man. And Fat Man is about a rowdy, unorthodox Santa Claus is fighting to save his declining business. Meanwhile, Billy, a neglected and precocious 12-year-old, hires a hitman to kill Santa after receiving a lump of coal in his stocking. Sounds like a charming film we have here today.
This released this year, 2020. It's directed by Esham Nelms. And it stars Mel Gibson and Walton Goggins, who I really like Walton Goggins.
Yes, he's a fan favorite of I Want More Action podcast over here.
What'd you think of Fat Man?
I liked Fat Man. You know, okay, so from the trailer, it makes it seem like it's going to be a more of like a face-off between the hitman, Walter Goggins, and Mel Gibson as Santa Claus, but it really isn't too much of that. It really is more about the build-up between the kid being pissed off by getting up a cold and him hiring the hitman trying to track him.
A lot of story here.
Yeah. But it's good, though. From a movie perspective, a filmgoer perspective, it's a good film. I mean, it doesn't drag. All these things are good. Mel Gibson is great as Santa Claus. Walter Goggins is great as a hitman. And even the kid does a pretty good job of just being a shitty little kid, basically. But all in all, though, for an action movie, the only action takes place at the very end of the movie, last 20 minutes, really. I mean, it's still pretty good. For a movie about hitman hunting Santa Claus is pretty kick-ass at the end, but don't expect a balls-to-the-wall action film here, though.
I also really like Fat Man, and I thought like Mel Gibson did the role of Santa like great justice.
Mm-hmm.
And the way he plays him, where he's like he's like super strong and like he's boxing like to like relieve tension and pass the time, and he plays a pretty cool version of Santa in this. You're not going to find this Santa anywhere else.
No, but they also tie in a thing how, like, the whole idea of, like, Santa Claus is kind of dying, the world is getting more complicated, like, his quote-unquote business is dying because apparently they get, like, subsidies from the government, how many gifts he gives out, but because people are being so bad, he's not giving out that many gifts anymore, so it's like he's not getting his government subsidies anymore. I mean, there's a little subplot about the government using him to create, like, military chips for his elves or whatever.
Yeah, he gets the elves to create military trips for the plane, for the fighter jets.
Fighter jets. But this is really just a side story. This is not the main story of the film. You know, the rest of it.
This is just to give Walton Goggins more people to kill before he gets to Santa.
Literally, it's just more cannon fodder for him to go through. This movie definitely kind of surprised me. And it wasn't a totally bad film, and I didn't know what to expect. I don't know if this would have been in theaters if the theaters were open right now, but I'm definitely glad that we got to check it out and watch it.
I do like the fact that the movie, the cinematography, the settings, and either way, like Santa kind of just lives in this small cabin in Canada.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
he doesn't live in the North Pole.
And literally he has like a barn, like a big barn.
Yes,
the whole facility is like underground. So
yes,
you can't see it.
That's where all the toys are made and everything. And
all the toys are made. Yeah,
and elves like only live off sugar. Like that's all they eat is
literally
sugar,
like,
and they
like
only sleep like
carbs and sugars.
Yeah, and they only sleep 20 minutes every 8 hours.
Yep, and they're like, oh, we're the most efficient creatures on the planet, and how they try and have like the military, and also how the military has to go there, like. The military guys are like talking with the elves, and the military guys are like, hey, it's pretty efficient. I like how you guys work. And I was like, yeah, it's the best way to do it. I'm number 7, that's number 2. He's like, we never change our names or anything. I just like how they kind of did all that.
We never reuse a number.
I was like, okay, at least they're, you know, they're creating some kind of canon here.
They created like a nice, a fun world.
Yes.
Like to play in.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And it didn't dwell on it too much either, where you kind of get like, it gets too much. Like they explain too many things. Like at the part with his sleigh, like you barely see it. Like he's pulling off.
Oh, and he gets shot.
Everything. So like, you know, it also.
You don't even see him deliver gifts or anything. He's just home. Like he goes to leave, then he's just home the next day.
Exactly.
So which I'm like, I like that better, but it's like, I'm not going to watch him drop gifts and drop down chimneys.
Yes.
You see that in every other Christmas movie.
And it takes away from like the whole believability of it. Like,
yes,
How are you going to show that believably, right? So, but yeah.
And the little kid's a sociopath, yo.
He is.
He's going to torture this girl to get number one in the science fair.
He's trying to kill his grandma, no problem.
Yeah, he's trying to kill his grandma at the end. Like, he didn't care.
But it's good, too. Even with him, like, they don't spend too much time on him also to, like, make that unbelievable. Like, it's just...
No, he's only there for, like, a little bit of comic relief every couple of minutes. Every, like, maybe... maybe four times.
And he's really just a catalyst to get Walter Goggins to kill Senna, which he kind of wanted to do, I guess, already.
But at the same time, Walter Goggins already has an issue with Senna from another part of the storyline, where he keeps buying, like, toys made by Santa because he never got a good toy when he was a kid.
Yes.
And he asked for something that Santa couldn't give him.
Yes.
Which will let you see that when you watch the film.
Yeah.
Would you, so, Frank, let me ask you something. Would you like to see more movies about mythical characters in, like, these realistic settings?
I mean, yeah.
It's like, Easter Bunny, because it'd be stupid. It wouldn't be realistic. But I don't know. I can't think of any, but that's maybe, like, the Tooth Fairy or something.
I mean, you know, you have the horror leprechaun version, right? Who's, like, five films.
Yeah, well, those are horrible.
You got The Rock and The Tooth Fairy, which is just as horrible.
Yeah, but those aren't really realistic. Like, this was, like a down-to-earth movie.
Yeah, and this is also a more, like, obviously a violent action bent on it, too. Like,
yes.
You know, there's a lot of, like, violence in this film. This is not a kid's movie. It's not, like, a kid's comedy film. Like, even at the end,
there's blood and stuff, and
yes, there's people getting killed and stuff, innocent people getting killed. So it's not a total, like, Christmas movie, but it is a unique you know take on it. Well, I just see more. Yeah, I think movies like, especially, you know, Christmas films, I think there's a lot to do with it. I did a movie Krumpus, which was like
the horror aspect
Christmas of it. Yeah, it's like that was original. I think that's a great idea. So yeah, I think mixing genres is always a good idea. Like this, it's Christmas and an action film, right? Like, you know, Krampus was a horror Christmas film. So I think mixing genres is always fun. But
I agree with you. But I think, like, something like this, they could have pushed it even farther with the action. Like,
yeah, I mean,
if you had maybe in a sequel or a different story. Like, with Santa, like, you can really do something pretty crazy with Santa, with the military and stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, there's even a joke. I remember the movie The Santa Claus with Tim Allen.
Yes.
They have, like, the SWAT team elf squad or whatever. And they come in. And you can always stretch that, too, and make it, like Santa gets kidnapped and the elf squad has to actually go out and save him, like, but in a more elite, you know, fashion.
Not
so kid-friendly, right? So, yeah, you could definitely do, you have different concepts you can.
I always had this idea, like, after watching League of Extraordinary Gentlemen, of making, like, this action movie. But having, like, it's like the Easter Bunny and Santa and the Tooth Fairy characters like that. They're kind of like an Expendables team.
Yeah, they had that, but it's, like, animated, though.
No, they do have. I didn't even know.
Like, Jack Frost is, like, he's part of it. And he has to get, like, Santa and Easter Bunny. They'll have to work together, I think, to save Santa. I think they're trying to save him or something. It's an animated film, though.
But I think that'd be, like, a cool movie, though.
Yeah, yeah. But like you said, it has to be done, like, more realistic and gritty, the way Fat Man was done. You know,
it'd be great if it was done in the same style as Fat Man, or just, like, the first Expendables, like, just really serious.
Yeah. I was gonna say, it has to be really, really serious. Like, it's not taken lightly at all.
Like the Grinch. Steal something, and they're just gonna go kick his ass.
Yeah, like that's the thing about this movie. It's very seriously.
Yeah, it's very gritty. It's gritty. Not like it's filmed gritty too.
Yes, all of it. All the cinematography. Even the color palette.
Yes, like that blue tint to a lot of it.
Yeah, the settings, all of it. Like it's all very gritty and down to earth, which is what
the acting, like Mel Gibson's acting.
Oh yes,
especially his acting. Like it's extremely gritty.
Like he's not jolly.
He's doing his best Mickey Rourke impersonation this whole movie. Yeah.
Like he's not jolly whatsoever in this
No,
film. He's like grungy. I mean, he looks like a guy whose business is failing. Like
he's
struggling to survive basically.
So we're gonna take a quick 10-second break. Leave you a message from our sponsor. When we get back, we'll break down all the different types of scenes in this movie. We'll be right back. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. So, Frank, let's start with fights. And I'm pretty sure this isn't going to get a very high rating because there's none in the movie. So, what do you think?
I mean, that's the thing. So there's very little action in this movie to begin with.
Yeah.
All the action takes place in the last, like, 20 minutes of the film, 10, 15, 20 minutes of the film. The only real, like, hand-to-hand combat is
when you get stabbed,
And there's a little tussle. Look, I mean, it's just hard. You know, I gave it a 2 out of 5, but it's only because there's a lack of. I can't, you know... Literally, there's no real fighting. You know, Santa punching a punching bag and then him tackling.
That's not a fight, yeah.
There's not really fights, you know. I don't say not Annie because it's sort of like almost half our categories could be not Annie. You know what I mean? So I'm saying 2 out of 5 because if you're looking at this purely from an action movie lens, that's what anybody would give it. Take away the fact that Santa, if you just were to watch that scene happen between two random people, that's what you'd give it. You know what I mean? So...
You were actually more generous than me. I gave it a 1 out of 5 because it's literally the tussle literally lasts like 5 seconds.
Yes,
he tackles him, gets stabbed twice, and that's the fight.
Yeah, I liked the bet. It was just a surprise because I forgot he had that knife thing.
I forgot about that, it too. Totally it was on his knee.
And they do.
I thought he was going to have it on his hand when I saw it, but he put it on his knee. That was cool. But
I totally forgot. So I was like, oh, it's interesting. But literally, that's all it is. Like,
it's
not.
It's like they just. go on the ground. Santa punches him a few times, and he gets stabbed in the back.
Exactly. It's not.
I just couldn't give it any more than a one. There's nothing there.
No, I get it. Exactly. There's nothing there. That's the problem with a lot of these categories.
Stunts, I gave a 2 out of 5. Like, there are the stunts that are there are all practical, which again, we're big fans of practical stunts. But it's only the last 20 minutes.
Exactly.
Like you know, there's not a lot of stunt work going on here. Like, the lack of fights means the lack of stunts, unfortunately, exactly, in a movie with a low budget
There's no, I mean, I gave it the same 2 out of 5. And there's no like set pieces in terms of, like, explosions where people jumping.
There's one explosion in the whole movie.
Yes, and no, and there's no stunts involved in it.
No, it's just like one of those walk away and the thing blows up behind you things.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. I mean, like I said, I gave it 2 out of 5 because there are some action parts where people are running and falling,
The part between Santa and him when they're going around and tackle. That's stunt work.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. But it's just nothing. It's just, again, like you said, lack of fight scenes, you know, lack of even, you know, all action in general is going to be a lack of stunts. So
what do you do for special effects?
I gave it a 3 out of 5. There was a lot more blood in this than I thought there was going to be. A lot more shooting and people, and you actually seen people get hit more than I thought there was going to be.
And the environment gets like shredded,
get shot up and everything. Yeah. So like that actually surprised me. I didn't think they were gonna go that far into terms of, like, especially, you know, the special effects and everything. So I appreciate that they really made you feel like they're shooting each other and this guy's really going to kill Santa Claus. Like, they really got me with that.
I also gave it a 3 out of 5. As far as I could tell, nothing's really CGI. Almost everything looked practical.
Yeah.
And I also, part of the special effect was I really liked how, like, they made Mel Gibson look like Santa.
Yeah,
like he's like hair and everything. Yeah, the hair and the outfits and stuff they put on him. Like, I know we don't do costume work, so I'm throwing that into special effects.
Yeah,
but like just the atmosphere and stuff, like it felt like this guy is really Santa. I appreciated that.
They definitely went out.
The elves all look like elves, and like they used trick photography to get the elf look and stuff like that.
Yes.
So you know, there's a lot of special effects in the film. And all of them are actually really good.
Yeah, I think they did a good job because it doesn't hit you over the head with it.
Like, yes,
everything's subtle.
They don't make a joke about the short elves. Like you just, it's like you said, it's subtle, and you just notice that they're elves.
Exactly. Yeah, everything from his costumes to, like you said, sets. It's just everything's nice and subtle in the movie.
There's no chase scenes at all. So that's just NA. There's just nothing. There's none.
No.
I gave the shootouts a 3 out of 5 because the shootout at the end is actually really good.
Yeah.
When Walter Goggins goes into the elf base.
Yeah. Yeah.
The people are getting like shot up really good, really literally good in there.
Yes. Like again, they
and it's like straight up like military tactics being used for the shooting. I like that.
Yeah, I gave it 3 out of 5 too for the same reason because they. You can tell Walter Goggins, like, trained for that.
Yes.
Like, everybody in it trained for it. Like, he knew what he was doing. Like, he had a plan and everything. And again, it was all choreographed really, really well.
Yes.
Especially the fight between him and Mel Gibson as Santa Claus. Like,
that shootout was fun, too. Yeah.
It was fun. It's like a fun. It reminded me of, like, an old, like, Wild West shooting.
Uh-huh.
That's why I liked about it. Because, like, I didn't know what I was going to expect, but that alone was, like, really good. I was like, okay, this is cool.
We don't get a lot of those. You know, we get a lot of those, like, Keanu Reeves-style shootouts now. We don't get shootouts like this anymore. And now that you get one, like, this, you're a little excited because it's like old fashioned.
Because it feels like the stakes are a lot higher.
Yeah.
Like those little shootouts, they happen so quick that your eyes kind of glaze over watching.
They're just great to look at.
They're just good to look at. But this felt like it had more like an emotional stake in it, like what was going on. Like,
they're both getting shot as they're getting shot, closer and closer to each other.
Suspenseful, they're getting hit. Like it had a nice build up. Like it was a well, you know, choreographed scene. It was well shot, well acted, all of it.
Overall, even though a lot of the scores are low, I still gave it a 3 out of 5 as a movie.
Yeah.
Because I thought the movie, it's not perfect. It really did. Even as a movie, it is. I still think it could have used a little more action in the middle to kind of like, you know, it does drag slightly in the middle because you know what's coming.
Yeah.
You know they're gonna the hitman and Santa are gonna meet.
If
you just kind of
have Walter Goggins in, it would have been a lot worse.
Yes, exactly.
He's just fun to kind of be within.
And they're kind of dragging their feet to get to that point of the Santa versus the hitman part.
Yeah. I mean, you know where it's going. The whole movie's based about, you know where it's going.
But like, the movie's just so well done that I think a 3 out of 5 is a good score for it.
Yeah, I gave, as an action movie, I do give it, I agree, a 3 out of 5 is good. But just as a regular movie, like I would have gave it like a 4 out of 5.
It's a good film.
Again, for a movie like this where I wasn't looking at the clock and like waiting for it to end, like, again, that's pretty good because, like, again, we weren't expecting much, and for it not to have that much action, and for us to like it that much,
it's definitely a fun Christmas film for adults.
Yes.
Something
yes.
different than like you usually get.
Yes. No, you're right. Because
or like not movies... not adults, but like 13 and up, like would enjoy this. There's no nudity or anything.
No, that's the thing, and that's the thing for this too, because like you have a lot of holiday films are very much geared towards younger audiences
or families.
There's very few. I mean, the question remains: do you need an R-rated action Christmas movie? Well, you know, they're nice to have here and there. It's something unique. I mean, you know, people say that Die Hard's a Christmas film, right? But like this literally is a Christmas movie. Like
yeah, like, you don't have to so. Question like Lethal Weapon happens during Christmas. Is
exactly.
it a Christmas
movie?
This
exactly.
is like this is literally Santa Claus.
Yes. Yeah.
like so, there's no so, question here.
So this is a legit like a Christmas action movie.
Now when we get to similar movies, it was so hard to pick any because this is just so unique. Yeah, but go ahead, tell me your first one.
Okay. All right. So first one I have was Reindeer Games of Ben Affleck.
That's a good one. Okay.
Just because it's Christmas and it's action. That's yeah. pretty much the only two I was really trying to look for. So I mean, again, Reindeer Games is another great movie. Has some great action set pieces in it. That's what Ben Affleck.
Especially that ice scene, man.
Oh yeah,
that's a classic.
Yep. I mean, he's Ben Affleck gets out of prison. He knows where this.
I think Gary Sinise is in it too.
Gary Sinise is in it, and Charlize Theron is in it also.
Oh yeah, yeah, she is.
She's
yes.
the girlfriend. He gets out of prison. He knows where a bunch of money is going to be, and his other band of thieves think he's somebody else. He's the guy mm-hmm. that was in prison, and of course, the guy is dating his girlfriend.
He thinks he's the guy that was in his prison cell with him.
Yes. Exactly.
Yeah. He takes his identity.
He takes identity, and so they make him go with him to go find to pull off the heist. A casino, but of course Ben Affleck doesn't really know what's going on. He's kind of winging it, has to like figure it out before they kill him. It's a great suspense movie with a lot of action, and it's a Christmas film too.
You're gonna love my first one. Ready? Ernest Saves Christmas.
Oh yes, believe it or not, I was about to maybe put that down because I was like, you know, it's a Christmas movie and he does save it. So
so Ernest has to help Santa Claus get all the gifts out on Christmas night.
Got it.
And there's like hijinks that ensue. Yeah. Okay, so for our younger audience, Ernest is like some guy. Like,
yes,
it's so hard to explain who he is to people.
If you were born after 1985, you have no idea who Ernest is. You have no clue.
He's like a cheap Pee Wee Herman kind of. Like,
but he's made like five movies.
Yes.
And in the 90s, it was a time in the 90s.
Did he have a show?
He might have had a show. He might have had a show.
I remember he used a typewriter on his head.
but I do know there was a time though in the 90s where everyone knew who this guy was.
Oh, yes, yes. Ernest goes to jail.
Everyone knew Ernest Scared Stupid. Like, he literally came out every year with like a movie. Like, everyone knew who Ernest was. But like, but he disappeared so fast.
Yes.
Like, he literally
the last time I think I saw the guy who plays Ernest is the Beverly Hillbillies when he's the dad. And I don't think I've ever saw him again.
And the last time he ever did anything was he was well in the first one because he died after was he was a dog, the Slinky dog in Toy Story. He was the voice.
He was the first movie
the
though.
The first one because he died I think after that.
I didn't know. So he was in Toy Story. Okay.
He's a voice in the Slinky dog. Yeah, but that would be yeah. Otherwise, you would not know who this guy was.
I have a feeling we have the same second movie, but we didn't talk about this earlier.
Well, you go because you definitely I didn't. This isn't my next one is not Christmas oriented actually.
Okay, all right. So mine's Jingle All the Way with Arnold.
I thought of that too, but I was gonna do that, but I was like, you know what? I was like either you might do it or I was like it's a little bit odd, but it does fit though. Believe it or not,
it does fit. Yes, it's more family oriented, but it has the same type of hijinks that Fat Man has.
Mm-hmm.
Sinbad's like the Walter Goggins like kind of character where it's like a goofy and doofy, but still evil.
Exactly.
And it's not comparable in an action way or even a gritty way, but it's another movie like on your list of fun Christmas movies to watch.
And that goes into my last one. Again, this is definitely more aligned with what you have though. It is Christmas related though, but it's Home Alone.
Home Alone, yeah.
Because it's like with the traps and everything.
The first one, right?
The first one, yes, first one. That again, the same thing. Like it kind of has that like it's for kids, but it's kind of mature at the same time. Like all adults can watch and still laugh their asses off and like, still enjoy it, but kids can love it as well. Like that's why with Fat Man, even though this is Fat Man more for mature audiences, it still had that kind of feeling of like everyone can kind of enjoy this. It's not just for the kids or like you know like little babies.
It's a family movie. Literally it's like a good family movie.
Yes, yeah. So it's funny we both had like a more adult stuff like you know like, I mean you had Jingle
All the Way. Well, I had Ernest too.
Ernest, yeah. But I mean, but Reindeer Games was the only other like older, mature, like, even semi-related Christmas movie I could even think of though. That wasn't like a kid's movie.
besides Die Hard, Lethal Weapon, and The Long Kiss Goodnight, like those take place during Christmas.
Yes, but this,
but they don't have a Christmas. Oh well, Die Hard does, but Lethal Weapon and Long Kiss Goodnight don't have a Christmas feel to
it. No, they don't. Yeah, and in Reindeer Games, just because they dress up as Santa Claus.
That's the whole thing.
Uh-huh. And it happens. And then on Christmas Eve. Christmas Eve is when the casino is gonna, like, do something.
And there's a lot of, like, decorations, and, like, you could tell it's Christmas.
Yes. Yes. Definitely.
The hotel they're staying at's decorated for Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a heavily Christmas type genre film. Yeah.
So I hope you enjoyed that review of Fat Man. This is Mr. Action signing out.
This is Frankie Cranks. Until next time, guys.